The first thing you need to develop is memory. Do you realize that you have in your head at this very moment enough knowledge to fill the main library of whatever state you live in? The trouble is, you can only remember a small part of it. Without a good memory, it is next to impossible to work magic. Some are born with one, others have to train theirs. You will have to know and be able to recall the names of the gods and goddesses and their attributes of at least two pantheons, angelic names and their traditional groupings, Hebrew letters along with their form, magical images, numbers and symbols, the spheres on the Tree of Life and their colors in the four worlds, their god names, images and tarot attributes. And this is just the beginning. All this must be at your fingertips. The books of Tony Buzan are the best memory training manuals you can have, but I will also teach you the locus method used by the ancient Roman orators. You will find a list of useful books in the workbook that comes with this course. Your magical training is equivalent to a university degree and will take roughly the same time, meaning that in 3 years' time, you will be able to begin passing on what you have learned to others. This course can be listened to within a few days. However, the practice of what is contained in it and the preparation you will undertake will take you a lot longer. Don't think that by listening you are learning. The power of the mind is unbelievable, but it still has to be trained. You must practice the disciplines you will be given. After all, you wouldn't expect to read Gray's Anatomy and then go and perform an appendectomy, would you? Or read one Shakespearean play, then give a lecture on its characterizations before an invited audience? Magic needs the same degree of attention and dedication. Knowledge is food and drink to a magician. It can be found anywhere and everywhere. In a serious textbook, in a sci-fi or romance novel, in a history book, a newspaper, or on a TV show. Train yourself to be alert for anything that might give you a clue and a wider understanding. Get into the habit of keeping a notebook and pen on you or near you at all times. Keep one under your pillow at night. If you wake up with an idea, put it down at once. Go to sleep on it, and I guarantee it will have disappeared by morning. Train yourself to observe. Not just looking, but observing and remembering what you see. Look for the unusual and the unexpected going on in the world around you. At night, make a note of things that have caught your attention during the day. Often they will come up in a dream and explain themselves further to the subconscious mind. When in a new town, country, or area, stand still for a moment and look around. Take notice of where you are and what you can see. Remember buildings and unusual features. A magician should never get lost. If you do see something unusual, ask about it. If someone uses a word or phrase you haven't heard before, don't be shy about asking for its meaning. Read, and then read some more. But be choosy what you read. 12 Ways to Make a Love Spell by Aurora Singing Cloud will not make you a magician. new magical teaching and training methods are now so close to quantum physics, the physicists are getting worried.